Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Las Vegas. Thanks so much for listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast this morning. And before we dive into James chapter 5 and starting in verse 13, I wanted to just share this little chuckle, a kind of a joke. This is not from my perspective, of course, but it's just a joke. It says, an overweight colleague of mine decided it was time to shed some excess pounds. He took his new diet seriously, even changing his driving route to avoid his favorite bakery. One morning, however, he arrived at work carrying a gigantic coffee cake. We all scolded him, but his smile remained angelic. This is a very special coffee cake, he explained. I accidentally drove by the bakery this morning, and there in the window were a host of goodies. I felt this was no accident, so I prayed, Lord, if you want me to have one of those delicious coffee cakes, let me have a parking place directly in front of the bakery. And sure enough, he continued, the eighth time around the block, there it was. All right, well, I hope you don't pray like that, you just pray until you get what you want and then you give the credit to God. But I guess we could get a chuckle out of that, right? The eighth time around, there it was. All right. James chapter 5 and verse 13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. All right, let's go ahead and look at this first verse. Now, he says, is any one of you in trouble? Now, this is from the New International Version where it says, is any one of you in trouble? Other translations, versions say, is any one of you suffering hardships? Are you suffering? Are you afflicted? Are you sad? Okay, so this is kind of the idea of just general, overall trouble, hardships, suffering, the kind of things that just happen as you go through life. James is saying, if any one of you is in trouble, he should do what? What should we do? It says, he should pray. You should pray, right? Short, sweet, to the point. If you're in trouble, if you're going through hardships, affliction, sad, suffering, you should pray. In other words, we're not to grumble. We're not to complain. We're not to blame God or anyone else. We're not to swear or take oaths. God, if you'll just get out of this, I'll swear. No, we're not to do any of that. We're to pray. We are to pray to our great and awesome God. And the idea of pray here is not just pray one time and forget about it. It's the idea of keep on praying. Okay, as long as you're in trouble, as long as you're suffering, afflicted, going through hardships, you're to keep on praying. Okay, just like we've talked about previously, but let's be reminded back in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, where the Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So we're not to be anxious about anything, but when anxiety comes, we can go to the Lord in prayer and petition with thanksgiving and share all of our troubles and hardships and sufferings and afflictions and sadness with him. We can pour all that out on his great big shoulders, as it was. And just doing that, just knowing that God is hearing us, listening to us, it brings about the peace of God, knowing that God is sovereign. God is on the throne. God knows exactly what's going on. God is good, and he's our Heavenly Father that listens to us. And so we're to keep right on praying. And after moments or hours or days or weeks, if that peace of God goes away because of troubles and hardships, we're to go right back to prayer. We're to be in that communication with God, casting all our cares on him. And that's what 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 says to us. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. You know, a lot of times when people are going through trouble and hardships and suffering, they keep it all to themselves. Even in the church sometimes, it blows my mind where people have been sick or they've been in the hospital or something's going on in their life and they don't even let anybody know. And it's kind of like, why? Why would you do that? You know, you need to pray because that's what James says, isn't it? If any one of you is in trouble, he should pray. So you should pray individually, but how much better it is to get other people involved in praying too. Okay, you know, the Bible says in a multitude of counselors, there's wisdom. Well, guess what? If there's power in one person praying, you get more and more and more people praying, there's a whole bunch of power going on. All right, so we need to be people that not only pray ourselves, but we get other people involved. And, you know, especially we've already talked about this in James chapter 1. Remember that we are to consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So one of the first things that we need to recognize going through all this is that, hey, if I will hang on to God through this, if I will realize that going through these things are going to develop perseverance in my life so that I can be mature and complete, wow, that's a good thing. I don't necessarily like all this, but I know that it can work for my good. And verse 5 says in James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, specifically about trials and things you're going through and the testing of your faith, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God. That's prayer, asking God, talking to God, communicating with God. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to him. And as we said before, this is not just a one-time prayer. It's about keeping on praying. It's about faithfully praying and trusting God, not doubting God, but believing that God hears us and understands what we're going through and that we trust him. Remember Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So James says, first of all, that if any one of you is in trouble, he should pray. First thing that we should always do, should be default, should be something that we just do almost automatically instead of fretting and stewing and being anxious and carrying on. We should go to God in prayer. In fact, I love the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And I want to just share some of the verses with you. The first verse says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Isn't that great? That's the first verse. The last verse, well, let's just read the second verse while we're at it. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And then finally, that last verse says, are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find solace there. But especially that first verse right at the end. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So, folks, let's be people of prayer. And those of you that are out there listening that don't pray, that don't believe in God, or maybe you do and you just haven't done that. Maybe you've just kind of blown him off or thought that you only can call on God when it's really a serious time. I want you to know that God wants us to be in relationship with him. God wants us to seek him and to find him and to walk with him. And so, again, what James says here is, any one of you in trouble, he should pray. Now, going on, I really like what he says as well. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. So here's the second part of that. It's not just when things are bad or when we're suffering or afflicted or sad or suffering hardships that we should pray. Hey, when we're happy, when things are going great, when everything's falling into place, when there's no worries and Murphy hasn't moved in and everything's going wrong, you know, when we're happy, when life is good, then we also need to pray. And praying in this aspect of, James says, is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Praise is a communication with God too. Normally people think of praying as, you know, somber and when we're down on our knees and we're crying and something really serious has happened and, oh no, God. Well, it's more than that, friends. Prayer and praise all wrapped up together. It's when we're happy too. God loves for us to share those moments with him too. And so if you're happy, well, sing a song of praise. And I think about the Psalms, okay, which of course were songs that the physical nation of Israel sang. And I especially like the 150th Psalm, Psalm 150. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow, what a great psalm. I like that. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So when we are happy, we ought to let God know about it. Whether we're whistling or humming or singing, whether it's out loud or just in our heart, we need to let God know about it. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 5 in verse 19, it says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, when things are not going so good, we can go to the Lord in prayer and say, God, you know, I don't know why this is going on. I need wisdom. I need discernment from you to realize why this may be happening in my life. Help me to take a good look at myself. Help me to learn what lessons I might need to learn from this. And God, you know, I don't particularly care for all of these troubles, but I know, God, that you can use those for my good, to build me up, to help me develop perseverance. And so thank you, God, for even the hard times of life that test my faith, that help me to become more mature and complete in my relationship with you. That's an example of a way to pray. When we're happy, we can just rejoice. God, thank you that you're so good. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for being so awesome and powerful. And thank you, God, for being a God of joy and a God of laughter and a God of joy that brings us that when we're happy. And here's the last thing, is that these aren't just things that you do, quote unquote, in church. You know, there's still too many people out there that think that, you know, church is a building, a white building or whatever color building that maybe has some kind of a steeple or a bell or something like that, that the church is where you pray and the church is where you sing. And no way. Sure, when we come together with God's people at a certain location, yes, we pray. Yes, we sing. Yes, we do a lot of things. But friends, this is about life. James is saying, in your life, if you're in trouble, pray. If you're happy, sing. And frankly, I think that's part of what Jesus was talking about over in John chapter 4, when he talked about worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Okay, that it's not just some pattern. It's not just some place. It's spontaneous. It's joyful. It's wherever we are that we worship God. We recognize God. We call upon him in our trouble. We praise him in times of joy. And that's what God's people are to consistently do, whether we're by ourselves or even when we're together. And think about this aspect of things. Okay, if we're to pray when we're in trouble, like I mentioned earlier, other people should be praying for us too. We ought to let other people know about our troubles so that they can pray for us too. If we're happy, we ought to share that happiness so others can rejoice with us as well. In fact, over in Romans chapter 12, in verse 15, Paul exhorts God's people to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn or weep with those who weep. Okay, so we're to be there for each other in times of sorrow and hardship and challenge, and we're also to be there in times of rejoicing. Now, as I've said sometime before, sometimes it's easier to mourn with people. Sometimes it's easier to be sad with people and try to console them when they're going through trouble and hardship. Sometimes it's a little more difficult to rejoice when everything's going good in their life and things might not be going so good in your life, but we're called to do both. And so rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. If you're in trouble, pray. If you're happy, sing songs of praise. Isn't it amazing how from one little verse, there's so much and there's so much more that we could talk about. But let's take a break and let's listen to Mike's Chair. Yes, that's the name of the group, Mike's Chair, and they're going to be singing a song called Let the Waters Rise. And really, it's such a great song about, you know, no matter what happens, God, I know you're there with me. I know that even through the troubles and the distresses, that you're there with me. I can trust you. You've been faithful before. You'll be faithful again. And I can trust you all the way to the end, God. And so let's think about these things as we listen to Mike's Chair sing Let the Water Rise.
Don't know where to begin. It's like my world's caving in. And I try, but I can't control my fear. Where do I go from here? Sometimes it's so hard to pray when you feel so far away, but I am willing to go where you want me to. God, I trust you. There's a raging sea right in front of me, wants to pull me in, bring me to my knees. So let the waters rise if you want them to. I will follow you, I will follow you. Storm and the calm of the sea, you're never out of reach. God, you know where I've been, you were there with me then. You were faithful before, you'll be faithful again. I'm holding your hand. There's a raging sea
Let's continue on with James chapter 5 and verse 14. Now, we're not going to be able to really unpack this verse this morning, so Lord willing, we want to continue this next week. But James says, is any one of you sick? Now, he's previously just dealt with what we've talked about, is any one of you in trouble? Which, again, was that general word that includes not just physical trouble, not just physical hardships or suffering or afflictions, but it can include all of the emotional, spiritual troubles and hardships and even persecution that God's people were facing back then and still face even now. And so, is any one of you facing trouble? He should pray. If you're happy, sing songs. Now, when you get to verse 14, it says, is any one of you sick? I want you to realize here something really important. This is not just physical sickness, all right? And some question if it's even physical sickness at all. But I'm saying to you that I believe in what I've studied about this word, that it's more than just physical sickness. But that's usually what we think of when we see that word sick. I want you to realize that of the 18 times that this Greek word is translated, it is translated sick, as in physical illness, infirmity, etc. But then there's about 14 other times where that same Greek word is translated as, you know, spiritually weak or emotionally weak or just wasted, weary, sick, faint-hearted, if you would. So I think that's really important as we start this, especially because this verse and the one after has so often been used really to kind of take advantage of people in some ways, to give them false hopes in other ways, to do things that it doesn't necessarily warrant. So let me just start with that when it says, is any one of you sick? It's not just talking about physical sickness, right? We got that? So what are we to do? Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. All right, so who should he call? He should call the elders of the church, okay, to come to him and to pray over him and to anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, we're going to talk more about that next week, but don't you think it's interesting here that this is definitely more than just a runny nose sickness, or it's not just a little bit of discouragement. If it's gotten to this point that you're in that situation, you call for the elders of the church. Why? Well, because they're the spiritual shepherds. They're the ones that are to watch out for you. Their ministry is prayer and the word, which, you know, are both things that are absolutely essential for God's people. And so, is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church. Okay, not that the elders of the church should go pursue them, although that may happen too. But if you're in that position, you are to call and let the elders of the church, the leadership of the church, if you were, to pray, first of all. There again, there's that primacy of prayer. And so, you know, we're going to continue this next week because it's just so amazing. But I want you to consider what we said and maybe do a little searching on your own this week, do a little studying on your own. But I believe that this is more than just physical sickness. I think it can include it, but it's not just physical sickness. And so we'll talk about why the elders, what are they to pray and why, and what's the anointing with oil have to do with it. And in the name of the Lord, we'll talk about all those things. And then especially in verse 15, the follow-up. So, hey, thanks for listening again this morning. I really appreciate the opportunity to do this here on these radio stations. I appreciate those of you that wake up and listen at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I just want to really encourage you to come and join us here at the church at Las Vegas. Come and worship with us and learn with us and ask questions and get to know us and let us get to know you. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. You can meet with us Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, or Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Great times. We'd love to see you then. You can also find out more about us on our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com. That's thechurchatlasvegas.com. Hey, whatever you do, keep on seeking after God. Keep on pursuing Him. Keep reading His Word. Keep striving to understand it and put it into practice in your life. Keep standing on the solid rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, because only in the name of Jesus is there truly salvation for our souls. Only true joy and happiness through Him. Hey, have a great week. God bless you. Yes, you are.